Republicans, who are in the minority in the state Senate, held a Remembrance Day for the over 15,000 nursing home and adult long-term care facility residents who have died of COVID so far.
I'd like to ask for everyone to join us in a moment of silence.
Senator Sue Serino, ranking minority member on the Senate Aging Committee, says Cuomo's March 25th order led to the unnecessary deaths of many nursing home residents because the COVID-positive patients discharged from hospitals spread the virus to others in the nursing homes.
For too many New York families, March 25th, 2020, is a day that changed their lives forever.
State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker disputes that. He contends asymptomatic staff and visitors led to the spread. State Attorney General Tish James, in a January report, says residents' readmissions may have contributed to increased risk of nursing home resident infection and subsequent fatalities. The AG's report also found that nursing home deaths were undercounted by 50%. A federal investigation is looking into allegations that the governor and his top aides covered up the true number of deaths. But Senator Serino and some family members of those who died in the nursing homes say there also needs to be a fuller investigation of all of the administration's nursing home policies to find out if any acts of official misconduct occurred. Anne Brancati is a member of the group Voices for Seniors, formed by grieving relatives. She lost her mother-in-law, Eleanor Brancati, to the disease on January 25th of this year. She and her husband had not been able to see Eleanor since Cuomo issued a ban on all visitors to the homes on March 12, 2020. They were allowed to talk to her through their cell phone just before she died.
My husband and I laid in bed, saying our first hello in almost 11 months, and sadly the last goodbye on our cell phone through Facebook. I could not remember a more heartbreaking moment for my husband other than losing his father to cancer.
Voices for Seniors members have joined Serino in asking State Controller Tom DiNapoli to give a referral to the Attorney General so that she could begin a probe. Under state law, the only other official who can give referral to the Attorney General to investigate a matter is the governor, and Cuomo appears unlikely to do so. Brancati says she and the other family members just want to know what happened.
I only ask if you could please uncover the truth.
A spokeswoman for DiNapoli, Jennifer Freeman, says the controller's office is reviewing the request. She says in a statement that New Yorkers who lost loved ones in nursing homes to COVID-19 rightly want more answers. It's not just Republican lawmakers who are critical of Cuomo's nursing home policies. Democratic Assemblyman Ron Kim, chair of his House's Aging Committee, lost an uncle in a nursing home to the disease. Kim calls the March 25th directive a deadly decision that has led to thousands of deaths and counting. And Democrats in the state Senate acted on Wednesday to reverse a provision slipped into last year's state budget. It granted nursing homes immunity from prosecution for any decisions they made that might have adversely impacted the health of their residents. Bill's sponsor, Senator Alessandra Biaggi, says the blanket immunity might have caused them to put their profits before protecting residents and staff.
We'll fully repeal the remaining protections under the governor's disastrous immunity provision and restore families with sick loved ones with the very same protections they had prior to the pandemic. I vote today in honor of the thousands of New Yorkers we lost in nursing homes and their grieving families looking for answers.
The bill passed unanimously. It's already been approved in the Assembly. It now goes to Cuomo's desk to be signed or vetoed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.